Living alone has become the fastest-growing lifestyle choice in developed countries, yet many still view it through a lens of pity or concern. What if solitude isn't something to endure, but rather a gateway to profound self-discovery? The quiet morning with no one else's schedule to consider, the freedom to arrange your space exactly as you please, the ability to follow your curiosities without compromise, these aren't consolation prizes, but privileges of independence. Whether you've arrived at solo living through divorce, bereavement, or choice, the journey from merely surviving alone to genuinely thriving offers unexpected rewards that can transform your relationship with yourself and the world around you. The initial transition to living alone often feels jarring. The silence seems too loud, empty spaces too vast. But this discomfort marks the beginning of transformation. What starts as a period of adjustment gradually evolves into a life of authentic self-expression. The key distinction is between living by yourself, a state of isolation, and living with yourself, a state of companionship with your authentic self. This shift in perspective changes everything. Instead of viewing your situation through society's often pitying lens, you begin to recognize the extraordinary freedom to design a life that perfectly aligns with your values, rhythms, and desires. Living alone means facing life's challenges without a partner to share burdens or provide comfort. This requires developing deep self-awareness and emotional intelligence, rather than building defensive walls. Address negative thoughts by acknowledging them without dwelling. Maintain a victory journal of daily wins to build confidence and counter self-doubt with evidence of past successes. The solitary life offers a chance to master your emotions without external distractions. Use body scanning and breathing exercises to stay grounded during difficult moments. Remember that thoughts are tools to be managed, not masters to be obeyed. When negativity arises, imagine it bouncing off while you maintain your center. While loneliness is universal, it's temporary, a valley to pass through rather than a destination. The distinction between loneliness and solitude lies in perspective. Loneliness feels imposed, solitude feels chosen. Reframing "I'm alone" to "I'm enjoying solitude" transforms your experience from passive to empowered. Discovering your ikigai, a reason for being, becomes vital when living alone. Look for activities where you lose track of time and skills others praise. Your purpose often emerges where passion, talent, societal needs, and earning potential intersect. Pay attention to your energy patterns. Which activities energize rather than drain you? Conduct a week-long energy audit to track these patterns. Transform solo living into a documented journey with you as both the main character and storyteller. Words influence reality through embodied cognition. Acting as if helps align behavior with goals. Replace tentative phrases with decisive ones. I will instead of I'll try, and I'm creating my ideal life rather than I'm just living alone. Research shows that confident body language boosts performance by affecting hormone levels. Living alone reshapes relationships into vital support networks. Consider a relationship hierarchy: self-connection as foundation, followed by family, friends, romantic connections, community, and pets. Understanding your needs, boundaries, and values becomes the compass for all other relationships. Friendships provide essential emotional support when living solo. Choose friends intentionally, seeking those who celebrate your independence rather than pity it. Develop varied friendship types: close confidants, activity partners, and social connectors who expand your network. In romance, embrace singlehood as a conscious choice, not a temporary state. While society often pressures women toward partnership, cultivate contentment in solitude before seeking connection. View companionship as adding value to an already complete life, never compromising your standards. Build community through neighborhood connections and interest-based groups. Establish regular touchpoints, whether at a local cafe where staff knows you, or through volunteer work with like-minded individuals. These connections create belonging while preserving independence. Your home serves as a physical manifestation of your inner world, particularly significant when living solo. Rather than focusing on impressing visitors, craft spaces that authentically reflect your personality, support your routines, and provide comfort during both challenging and joyful moments. Create designated zones for different activities, a reading nook, meditation space, or creative corner, each designed to support specific aspects of your self-care routine. Minimize visual chaos through smart storage solutions and clutter-free surfaces in relaxation areas. Display personal touches that inspire, vision boards capturing future aspirations, meaningful collections of photographs, or cherished objects that tell your story. The kitchen deserves special attention as the heart of self-nurturing practices. Transform everyday meals into meaningful experiences by using beautiful dishes and creating an appealing dining area, even when eating alone. Consider adding herbs for both cooking and visual appeal, organizing ingredients in attractive containers, and maintaining clear countertops for easy meal preparation. Remember that investing time in kitchen aesthetics often translates to healthier eating habits and more enjoyable cooking experiences, a form of self-respect that acknowledges your worthiness of care and beauty. When loneliness knocks, deploy both mental and physical strategies. Engage in creative pursuits, take yourself on intentional solo dates, practice mindfulness, or connect with online communities aligned with your interests. The real danger isn't loneliness itself, but the fear of loneliness, which can lead to poor decisions and compromised boundaries. This fear might push you to maintain toxic relationships or avoid necessary risks. Being comfortable with solitude is a skill developed over time, like building muscle through exercise. Each moment spent intentionally alone strengthens your capacity to find peace and purpose in your own company, a sign of emotional maturity rather than a mark of social failure. Solo travel stands as perhaps the most transformative avenue for personal growth. Whether it's exploring a nearby town or embarking on an international adventure, traveling alone develops crucial life skills, navigation abilities, comfort with solitude in new environments, cultural awareness, and decision-making confidence. Living alone offers extraordinary freedom to craft a life aligned with your deepest values and desires. Rather than viewing independence as a temporary state, embrace it as an opportunity for continuous growth and self-discovery. From spontaneous weekend getaways to creating personal rituals for traditionally social occasions, each experience built confidence and self-reliance. The journey of living alone and loving it isn't about learning to tolerate solitude, it's about discovering that independence offers unique gifts unavailable in any other lifestyle. The silence becomes not an absence, but a presence, a space where creativity, self-understanding, and authentic joy can flourish. By embracing solitude as a chosen path rather than a circumstance to overcome, you transform what society often views as a limitation into one of life's most profound opportunities for growth, freedom, and fulfillment. These experiences don't just fill your time, they expand your sense of what's possible. The journey from merely surviving alone to genuinely thriving offers unexpected rewards that can transform your relationship with yourself and the world around you. What would it mean to embrace this freedom, not as a temporary state, but as a chosen path filled with potential?